I'm excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready to party!
Welcome to the podcast of those two girls.
Here we go.
Here's the podcast.
Play the podcast.
I said he's the podcast, Scotty.
We said play the podcast.
Weekend. You're listening to Those Two Girls.
I have a lump, a sizable lump, Sarah,
yeah,
on my left collarbone, okay? It's big, it's movable, you can actually grab it.
Yeah, let me have a go.
Okay, go.
Go.
Yep.
Those Two Girls.
We've had some pretty famous people at the station here, not in our studio necessarily, but we once saw Guy Sebastian in the corridor.
We tried to bait him in, but he wasn't interested. Hey, Scotty. But we did have Dean Lewis.
We did. But now I think
we've got the most famous we've ever had, right?
Yep.
So in the studio with us this morning, guys, is none other than Nathan the Beach Cat. So if you have your phones with you, please go straight to Instagram, look it up, at Nathan_TheBeachCat. This cat has 125,000 followers, which is 121,000 more than Sarah. So this is the background story. We have Nathan's owners, Ryan and Melissa. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about Nathan and her story. It's a female cat.
It's a female. It is. So Nathan was from the RSPCA. That's where we got her about probably 3 months ago now.
Yeah.
She was found in a box on the side of the road and was taken to the RSPCA about sort of a couple of weeks old at that point. We ended up picking her up at we found her about 6 weeks. We had to wait until she was about 9 weeks before we actually could take her home.
Okay.
She was vaccinated. Mm.
So this was in Bundaberg?
It's in Bundaberg.
Yes. Yeah. What's so special about this cat?
I don't know. There was quite a few cats there when we went to the RSPCA there, but I don't know, something about Nathan just grabbed us.
Yeah. I mean, she's special enough to have a boy's name. Why?
Poor Nathan.
Well, at the time that we found her, we were watching the TV show by Chris Lee called Angry Boys.
Right.
And a character in there was named Nathan. We just found him hilarious. So as a joke, we said, all right, let's call it Nathan.
Right.
The poor cat got stuck with it.
Okay.
In the end.
We had a cat growing up that we thought was a girl. We named her Portia, then found out it was a boy, and we just changed the name. But if Nathan works for Nathan, then roll with it.
So the main thing about Nathan is that Nathan swims. Mm-hmm.
Like, she does.
She's a swimming cat and she's an extraordinary swimmer. In fact, I'd go so far as to say that she's a better swimmer than Sarah is. Sarah hates the beach.
I do.
And here we have two Bundaberg celebrities, Sarah Wills and Nathan the swimming cat. And the cat swims better than you do, Sarah.
Yeah, and I'm looking at her right now. She is black. She's sleek. She looks like a little jaguar, doesn't she?
Yeah.
She does. I don't like her.
So how did you go? She's jealous. How did you guys figure out that Nathan could swim? Because cats typically despise water, right?
Yeah.
And we thought that's where there was going to be exactly the same with her. But she was taken as a house cat. We can always keep her in the house, but we thought that was a bit
boring.
Yeah, exactly. So we thought we'd take her down the beach. We both love the beach. We thought we'd train her on a lead, actually.
Yep. She's sitting here in studio on a lead as
she's
well.
She's on a lead. She's not in a cage.
She was so good that we actually took her off the lead pretty quickly, and she just followed us, came when we called, was fine. No training, nothing. We walked in the water at the beach to go for a bit of a swim. Yep. I got a little bit of a splashing at my leg. I looked down and she'd followed me in.
Just dumbfounded, really.
So Nathan's meteoric rise to fame has been furthered this week. I think you were on Sunrise,
yes.
Right? Like this cat has captured
really
the attention
famous.
Of a nation. Nathan and the Nation. See what I did there?
I mean, does she surf as well, or did I just make that up?
You made that up.
Okay.
Yeah. That is. Yeah.
We haven't tried her in the surf. She does jump into the waves.
Of course she does.
But we haven't tried her on a board yet. That's the next step.
All right, so this is what I want to do. If you guys are happy to stick around for a bit, as I mentioned before, Sarah also grew up in Bundy, born and bred in Bundy.
No.
She rates herself
as
my
birth certificate, but yeah.
Well, you kind of do rate yourself as a bit of something-something in Bundy. I think you do.
You do. You do. Other people, not me.
Well, this is exactly what we're going to prove, Sarah. So I thought we're going to put to the test who is more famous in Bundaberg, Nathan or Sarah?
Now, I mean, in saying that, I've got just over 4,000 followers on Instagram. I'm at Goodwill's Hunting. I got 7 more followers last week when I did that. How many does Nathan have on Instagram?
She's got 127,000.
Yeah, right. And how long has she been on Instagram for?
Just under 2 months.
Oh, I'm triggered.
God, look at her. She's playing with the little. She's playing with the headphones. It's so cute. We hate you, Nathan. You're so much more popular than we are.
She just looks smug. If a cat can look smug, that's what Nathan looks like right
okay,
now.
Okay, so let's get into it. So, Sarah, we want to call a local Bundy business. You tried to ply me with phone numbers of people that knew you, which doesn't count. She gave me her old ballroom dancing teacher's number. I was like, no, we need to go like random, because that's really going to test it out. So I've got the phone number here of Flippers Fish and Chips. They also do brekkie, Sarah, so they're going to be open. Scotty, can we give them a buzz?
I'm feeling confident, quite frankly.
Flippers Fish and Chips, this is Tom.
Hi there, Tom. My name's Elise Carlo. I'm calling from Hit 105 over in Brisbane. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, great. Well, I was just wondering if I could ask you a couple of questions about one of the announcers, one of the presenters here used to live in Bundaberg. She's an old Bundy girl. And I was just wanting to know if you know the name Sarah Wills.
No, you're in Brisbane.
Yeah, she's in Brisbane now, but she grew up in Bundy. She's a...
Which school did she go to?
She went to St Mary's Primary, and then she went to Shalom. Oh. She was also, this might help, she was also Bundaberg Stedford's most promising competitor, I believe. And, yeah, just like a general regional ballroom dancing champion, I think.
Wow, no, I can't say I know her, sorry.
Wish you did, Tom?
She sounds pretty amazing.
Tom, it's Sarah. We're just trying to find out whether I am more well-known in Bundaberg as opposed to Nathan the Beach Cat.
Have you heard of Nathan the Beach Cat?
What do you mean, Nathan?
It was on Sunrise.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah,
a swimming cat.
That's right, a surfing cat.
A surfing? You sound very excited about it. But Sarah Wills is a no for you.
Oh. No, Sarah, do we date or something?
No, how old are you, Tom?
23.
Oh,
she's a bit. She's a bit long in the tooth.
No. that's cool.
That's probably why. Pretty girl though.
Oh, good. Oh, anyway.
You've got to get back to work.
Okay,
thanks, Tom.
Thanks so much. Thanks so much, Tom.
Well, you're welcome.
Well, there you have it.
I mean, I knew that was going to happen. So did Ryan, so did Melissa, so did Nathan.
I mean, I've been foiled by a feline. And did we date? I didn't date anyone in Bundaberg.
You didn't date anyone for a very long time.
That's not what this is about, please.
Okay, so at Nathan _ the Beach Cat, guys, check Nathan out. She is amazing. She's more amazing than Sarah. We've proven that.
Clearly. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Weekend. You're listening to Those Two Girls.
It sure is the weekend. Happy Saturday, Brizzy. What are you laughing at?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't think you were meant to talk then.
Those Two Girls.
Oh, there was a bit of a meltdown at my house last night.
Was there?
Well, Lise, remember when we were shopping yesterday and we were in Cotton On and they sometimes have those deals where you can buy an extra something with a purchase? And I bought a play tent.
Oh,
play
you're
tent
a
for $20. I am a sucker. And I thought, right, the
things.
Kids can share this. So we took it home. They were stoked. I set it up in the living room. I said, it's for both of you to share.
Mm.
And my 6.5-year-old was like, I really want it in my room, Mum. And I said, well, okay, but then it goes into your sister's room the next night. That's what sharing is about.
Correct.
So she set it up in her room. Her little sister came in to use it, wasn't having a bar of it. Get her out of my room, get her out of the tent, yada,
tantrum.
Yada, yada. It went on for a while and I said, this is for sharing. If you can't share it, I will throw it in the bin.
Mm.
No, you won't. kept going, no sharing. So I was like Thor, actually. I just grabbed the tent, snapped it,
yes,
broke it, marched it downstairs, threw it in the garbage bin.
Yes, queen.
She...
Yes, queen. Keep going. I like it.
She was beside herself, obviously didn't think I would follow through with it, had a meltdown. Anyway, afterwards we had a chat about, you know, getting into trouble for things and that obviously parents' job is
to
tell them what's right from wrong. And she asked me, as kids often do, did you get in trouble when you were a kid, Mum? And I said, of course I did. Of course Nana and Granddad roused at me when I did things that were wrong.
So what did you get in trouble for?
Well, I mean, a few things, but probably the biggest one that I remember was telling lies.
Mm.
I mean, and not just any lies. Like, I convinced the kids at school that I had horses, like cows, all that kind of thing. And then as I was getting even more proficient at lying, I...
What's your biggest lie that you
biggest,
told?
The biggest one was I read a Roald Dahl book and we were doing limericks in grade six and I took a limerick from a Roald Dahl book and submitted it as my own.
Oh, my God, that's plagiarism.
And it gets better because I think the teachers thought I was some kind of literary prodigy, submitted it to the local paper, and it got published under my name, Roald Dahl poem under my name.
Does no one in Bundaberg read classic Roald Dahl? Like,
Well, eventually my web of lies came undone and Mum and Dad found out and I got in so much trouble. So much so I'm a very honest person today because of how much trouble I got in from my lying as a kid. So I know that these lessons work. Did you lie?
Yes, I lied. I was also, I mean, mine were different. It was around grade six as well. No, maybe a bit younger. At school, we were doing what are they called? Family trees.
Yeah.
And that was just my undoing because my family, obviously, are all French. And that does
are
not.
They?
I know.
That's new to me.
That does not lend itself well, Sarah, to family trees in primary school because I know it's hard to believe, but I was ashamed of my French heritage.
True.
Back then. And so I lied, and my entire family tree was made up of like Nana Jan, Auntie Faye, Uncle Bob, when in fact
so
it was.
So, how did your parents find out?
Well, they found.
Did you bring it home?
I had to bring it home, and they were like, who the hell are these people? And where is like Tantine Ginette and Tonton Philippe and Grandma Ghislaine? Where are they? Where are they, Lise? How dare you bring shame to our family? And I was like, I don't want to tell people that I have family members called Françoise and Odile, okay? I just want an Uncle Bob like the rest of them. It's so hard being French. I lied so much about being French. Now I'm proud of it, as you can tell.
Oh, my God. There's got to be other kids out there who told whoppers.
Oh, I want to hear ask? It. Yes.
Hey, Sean from Nunda, what did you lie about as a kid?
I lied about having a girlfriend for about 8 to 9 months to my mother, trying to be honest, but I couldn't because my brother had a girlfriend and he was 4 years older than me and I didn't want to be left out.
Oh, Sean. How did they figure it out?
They didn't.
Oh.
I just didn't ever bring a girl home. I was just like...
You just,
they always said, bring it home for dinner. Come for a Sunday dinner.
No,
what's
you could.
Your girl's name?
You could tell your parents you're married now. They'll never know. Married her. Hey, Andrew from Rochdale South. Good morning.
Hey, how you going?
Good. What did you lie about when you were a kid?
I told my parents I was going to get dinner in Vietnam and I got on a motorbike and went riding around when I was like 14.
Oh, my gosh.
You rebel. So you were in Vietnam.
Holiday.
You told Mum and Dad, I'm off to get some rolls.
Yeah. Told them I was going to go get some pasta and go walk down to the local markets and, yeah, ended up getting a motorbike and she actually saw me speeding past.
Oh, my God.
Ended up stopping me in the middle of a bridge. She went running in the middle of the traffic, waving her arms around. It was crazy.
Oh, my gosh, Andrew,
did
your
you get
mother...
off or did you just keep zipping past?
Oh, I stopped and she was like, get off that thing. And, like, her face was red. She wanted to send me home on a flight. And
Andrew,
she wasn't happy at all.
Your mother sounds like my spirit animal. That's exactly what I'm like with my boys. Like, exactly. Chanel from Australia, thanks for specifying your location. We appreciate the trust you have in us. What did you lie about as a kid?
So when I was like 5 or 6, I would have been grade 1. I used to not like my name. So when I'd be at school, I'd actually tell people my name was Sarah. Wow. It was like the first name that came to my head. And then I had one kid that was like, no, your name's Chanel. It's on the roll. And I was like, oh. Yeah, good. That's fair. Yeah.
Be like my proper name, Chanel, but my friends call me Sarah.
I tried to pull it, but it just didn't work. He outsmarted me.
And you eventually grew into loving your name. I'm assuming
I
Chanel.
I did. I love it now.
Or is your name actually Rebecca, like, and you just go by Chanel now?
No, it's Chanel, and I do like it now. But yeah, just not as a 5-year-old.
Well, it's got a little French flavour there, Lise, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. You know what's really funny about that, Sarah, is that your name is Chanel.
Weekend. You're listening to Those Two Girls.
All the luxury you want.
Including premium...
Those Two Girls.
We're back. We're hitting the second hour of our show. We're having so
much fun. Oh,
yeah,
we're hitting it. We're hitting it.
Oh, okay. That's weird. Why?
Well, Lise, I'm going to take you back in time. So... What was one of the blokes at work told me an interesting little tidbit that the Daily Telegraph paper, which is Britain's national newspaper, have started doing retrospective 100-year flashbacks. So what was making the news 100 years ago today?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and you know I love a bit of history. So I started having a look and seeing what they put up for today.
So this, today, 100 years ago.
This was actually November 10, 1917, because they're still obviously a day behind.
Thanks for that. That's unnecessary.
Right. Unnecessary. But, you know, there's news like John Smith and Sons want to advertise their sponges in 9 different languages on page 3.
Wow.
Okay, but then there's this one.
Okay.
It was on page 8. Apparently domestic servants are turning their noses up at working in households with children, revealed on the women's page. And it just reminded me of you and how even though times change, some issues don't. Yeah. Well, that's Lisa's domestic servant. Her name's Coraline. And do you let Coraline, does she get angry around the boys? Doesn't want to work
Sarah,
around the children?
How many times? I am not the only person in this fair city.
I know. It's a century-old issue. I'm seeing it right here on the Daily Telly.
Okay, guys, I only have a cleaner 3 hours every fortnight, and I save my money up to afford Coraline. And you're so judgmental.
I just think you need to look. This isn't about you. This
well,
is actually
is.
About Coraline, because 100 years ago, domestic servants were turning up their noses at working in houses with kids. You have a house with kids, 2 boys, no less. Maybe Coraline's not happy with her current arrangement, and I think you need to talk about it with her. All right. So
you guys
just
are so annoying.
Take it offline and bring it up with her. That's what a good employer does.
Oh, my gosh.
Be a good boss.
I have no words for you right now.
Weekend. You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Feel like you deserve more luxury in your life?
Those Two Girls.
What do you want?
$4.50.
But Jousters, Dick.
Just let me buy you stuff on Gumtree and have some fun, please.
Selling me. Dreaming.
Dreaming. Dreaming.
Yes, it's back, people. Lisa's husband, Dane, has again been dreaming on Gumtree and he's come up with the latest request purchase. Oh, okay, now, historically speaking, if you're a new listener, Dane has wanted to buy a Balinese jetty for their Queenslander property.
A Balinese hut
for their Queenslander property, a jetty, an 11-metre jetty for their 12-metre dam, a camel,
yeah,
a
ridiculous.
Natural beehive. I mean, the guy is a gift.
Well, I mean, I don't know if that's how I'd describe it. He's actually a bane to my existence a lot of the time because he wants to spend exorbitant amounts of money, Sarah, on things that I deem completely unnecessary. Okay, so It's been a while since we've done this because he's been thinking about this one long and hard. So this is what he's told me he wants on Gumtree.
Yep.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You've got the listing there, but...
Hang on, I've just got a cough, excuse me. I'm so nervous. My throat's constricting.
You're so excited because you always back him on this.
I do back him because I think he's a nice person. He deserves to get rewarded.
Okay, does he deserve a goat starter herd? Because that's what he wants this week.
I don't even need to know why. I just say yes.
Do you know what that is? Okay, he wants a herd of goats. So you buy, for $500, you buy a little herd of goats. Why? Why? He wants us to put them in the side paddock, Sarah.
Okay.
To eat. Okay, these are his three dot points. Why he thinks we need a goat starter herd. Oh, it's ridiculous.
Don't you have enough kids?
Badum-ching. Badum-ching. Annoying. Okay, here are his three dot points. Lees, they eat weeds.
That's true.
Fine. Fair enough. Again, this is the paddock next door to our house that we don't own. So I don't understand why we're so invested in keeping it schmick looking. Like, who cares? It's council land. But okay. He also said, this bit is ridiculous, we can save money on ride-on mower fuel because I won't be using the ride-on because the goats will be eating the grass.
Yes.
But ride-on mower fuel, Dane, doesn't cost us $500, which is what the goats will cost us. Okay. The third point is...
Where is this goat herd from?
I think it's from Noosa. They bring them down.
Noosa goats are better than any other goats in the world.
They're going to have an attitude and they're going to be wearing Camilla.
Camilla goat.
Okay.
With their sequins on.
His third point.
A moo moo. No. It's no. A meh meh.
Shush. His third point is if... Sarah, can I get through my points? His third dot point is if things get financially dire with us...
You can eat them?
We can eat them.
Oh, my God.
Going to be good for people who are like... You know, into animal protection. You don't buy a pet in case...
Are you intending on hitting times of financial strife?
We will be if we spend $500 on a starter goat herd. People, 131060, has a goat enriched your life?
And I feel, and we do put it to you guys to give your opinion in, because Lee's, you know, she is the handbrake and she doesn't let Dane do everything. In saying that, though, once upon a time we asked, has a Harley Davidson enriched your life? And just this week, Dane got a Harley because of what you guys said. So don't think we don't listen and that I push in Dane's favour, okay?
He does.
I'm the work wife. I've got a little bit of say in your relationship. Goat herds. 131060, has a goat enriched your life?
This is insanity.
They're a gooser. Noosa goat.
Gooser. Debbie from Fig Tree Pocket, has a goat enriched your life, Deb?
Oh, yes, definitely, ladies. We had a couple of goats back in the UK. We called them Zig and Zag after what was a kids' program at that time. And they were fantastic. They were, like, better than dogs. We used to take them for a walk around the village. When you went in the paddock, they'd come running over. They're really, really great fun.
This sounds like something fresh out of Shaun the Sheep.
But, Debbie, okay, so aside from taking them for walks around the village, which won't be happening at our house, what are they good for? Like, and is $500 a fair price?
I mean, I wouldn't know. I've never had a goat in Australia as far as price is concerned, but they were brilliant for eating all the rubbish in the paddock. It was like nettles and brambles, but they literally do eat everything.
Okay.
So you hear the stories of them eating washing and stuff, and I'm sure they would.
I'm not okay with that.
but as far as keeping a paddock clear, being good fun, good personalities, brilliant.
Okay, Deb says yes.
Deb says yes. Madison from Gold Coast, has a goat enriched your life?
It hasn't enriched my life as such, but I met a lovely lady whose life it had enriched. Mm. We had a couple of our friends were grounded out of school in the Sunnybank area, and there was this goat that would sort of appear on the kids, like the oval that the kids used to play on early in the morning. And it was very strange. And it, like, ate the grass. That was handy, a less work for them, I suppose. Mm. There was an event one evening, and very small statured friend of mine, not sure why she thought this was a good idea, decided to approach the sort of salty goat and walked up to him, and the goat sort of wasn't very pleased about being approached, and all of a sudden this little old woman comes sort of running at the little old lady speed down the oval and approaches us, and she introduces us to her salty goat and explains that she was from Russia originally, I think, and she had to leave in time of war or something. I'm not entirely sure the whole story, but all she was allowed to bring with her was
a goat.
Really?
She says that, oh, I don't know if it was allowed to, but all she brought with her was her goat.
They're hard to smuggle in a Russian goat, though, aren't they? Fortunately, I've had a look at Lisa's starter herd that Dane wants, and you guys are wanting Nigerian
Not wanting it. I'm not wanting any goats,
okay, so
Sarah.
Hopefully the Nigerian goats are more mellow than Russians. Andrew from Marburg, good morning.
Hi, how are you going?
Good. Has a goat enriched your life?
Yeah, we started off, we were given two goats from friends of ours, and now we've got over 50. We breed them now.
50? What? Okay, so you're saying I should let Dane go ahead with this Gumtree purchase. Andrew, what am I going to get out of getting this herd of goats? That's what I'm not clear on.
It's quite enjoyable actually watching them. Especially the kids that jump around, silly buggers, they climb up on everything though.
Yeah.
And they do eat and clean paddocks up or yards up. Okay. If you've got gardens, it's not good to have them around that. But yeah, like you said as well, you can eat them if you get.
So do you keep some in? So you keep them in your paddock?
Yep.
And
a couple go in the freezer now.
Yeah, nice, Andrew. Andrew,
when Dane wanted that pizza oven?
Yeah.
You could have had goat pizza.
Oh, yuck, Sarah.
That'd be perfect.
Oh, Andrew. Guys, I mean, look,
Guys, you've got some serious talking to do. I think Dane's in on a win with the starter goat herd.
Weekend. You're listening to Those Two Girls.
You feel used and abused, Grace?
Honestly, yes, it's a traumatic experience. There needs to be a support group.
Those Two Girls.
On Thursday, Sarah and I were out filming something for work, and we had a bit of a break, and we thought, oh, we'll just pop into Tony Bianco, the shoe store, because Sarah needed some new heels.
Mm.
And you found a gorgeous pair, didn't you, Sarah? Just like a pair of nude heels.
Yeah. And I have trouble finding high heels that I like. The right heel height, you know, just getting.
They were really nice. And then to top it all off.
I was really happy with the pair I found. Really happy.
And to top it all off, Sarah, when you went to the counter to pay, it was 30% off the already reduced price,
yes,
bringing the $199 heels down to
$80 or something.
$84.
Yes.
Okay?
Win.
Then off we went. We went to get some spring rolls somewhere, and it was just on my mind, Sarah, and I was like, how am I going to tell her this? I want the same pair of shoes as you.
Mm.
And I said, how would you feel about me going back to the store now with you and buying the exact same pair? Because at that price, they're a brilliant shoe to have.
And I said, no. That's what I said. I actually went,
your body language said it all.
Here we go. Then, I was like, you don't have trouble finding shoes. I do. And here you are wanting to jump on my bandwagon and jump on my feet.
I know. And I know it was a bit of a single white female moment. You remember that movie with Jennifer Jason Leigh and Bridget Fonda?
I didn't see it.
Oh, my God. Do yourself a favour. It's pretty much us. I mean, you've copied my hair. Now I'm copying your
shoes. I haven't copied your hair. And I tell you what, I won't be keeping this haircut for long. Dad, Mum and Dad came over during the week, and Dad looked at me and just went, looks bloody terrible.
Well,
I'm not keeping this Lee's look for long.
Whatever. Going back to the shoes, Sarah, I did purchase the shoes. You let me purchase the shoes.
I didn't let you. You just did it.
On the proviso. But I said to you, okay, here's the deal. Whenever you want to wear them, I take second fiddle. You always get first dibs on wearing the shoes.
Yeah, that's what you said. But we also both bought the same pair of shoes from Target once upon a time, and you whip them out all the time when I'm wearing them. So I don't believe it for a second.
I just think that's what good friends do. You let a good friend will let you buy a good pair of shoes.
Well, what happened in single white female?
Well, one of them ends up killing the other with a pair of stilettos into the eyeball, okay?
Weekend. You're listening to Those Two Girls.
We ponder as you call.
Those Two Girls.
I am angry.
Lisa and Sarah's.
I have never been this angry in my entire life.
Triggered.
Yes, it's time to tell us, Brisbane, what has annoyed you this week? The little things that have given you the irrits. Lise?
Oh, am I going first?
You're just my triggered.
Oh, okay. Why?
Well, because you were just on the phone in the break trying to book me into a camping spot in 2 weeks' time when I've said I don't want to go camping.
Triggered.
This is going to happen. You're going to come. I'm not putting you in a tent. I called to see if they had villas available because you're you. Okay? I think you should do it for your children. It's going to happen.
It's bullying.
Speaking of kids, my 8-year-old son, Remy, had the most brilliant trigger this week. Brilliant. I'll tell you what it is because it didn't pan out. I wanted to record him. The trigger that he had is that I said to him, go buy yourself a slushie. You did really well at school. He went into the 7-Eleven or whatever, one of those places, and got himself a slushie, then looked around for straws, a straw and a lid. They were out of straws and lids. He came out just exasperated. He's like, what am I meant to do with my life now? So I said, Remy, this is such a good trigger. Can I get you to record it? This is what happened.
I don't want to do this, Mum. I want to relax. It's a Sunday morning or Saturday morning. I just want to relax and eat toast.
Triggered.
That was earlier this morning, Sarah. That's what I got from my kid.
He was triggered by you requesting a triggered.
Correct. And in turn, I am triggered. Okay, 13 10 60, guys.
This is Brisbane's Hit 105. Beautiful day. If this rain clears up, going to be sitting around 24 degrees.
Sense it's not a beautiful day then.
Can
you do your job?
The rain will clear.
Mm. Scotty, that was...
You're not Tony Auden. Okay.
I'm angry.
Lisa and Sarah's.
I have never been this angry in my entire life.
Triggered.
How appropriate.
That's exactly how I'm feeling.
Triggered.
We love you, Scotty. Okay. We're talking about the little things that get you goat. Sarah, do you know what happened to me?
No.
I don't know what happened there. I took a very long pause. You know when you're getting to the bottom of the mayo bottle?
Yep.
Okay, and you do like the, you like flick it like that so that it all goes to the top of the lid. Yep. Well, I was doing that and then the lid flew open and the mayo went everywhere all over the kitchen.
Oh, you and liquids in bottles. If it's not yogurt spitting at you, it's mayo spraying everywhere.
Don't I get a sound effect, Scott? No, he's angry.
He's still angry.
I was going looking back in the recording for you going, flick it.
Oh, I've got one more. I don't even know if I've said it before. You'll probably know, Liz, but people who thank their spouses on social media. Like, I just want to thank Mark for getting milk on the way home. You know what? Mark's probably on the couch as you're typing that. I want you to turn to your left and say it to him, okay?
You did. You told
That's
me this
how
yesterday.
I feel.
Triggered.
All right, Ashley from Moray Field, what's triggered you?
I organised to pick up something on Gumtree that was 20 minutes away from me. I stated that the ad stated that there was no holds or, anything written on the ad, so... Hmm. I'd stated, I'm 20 minutes away, and she's like, yep, no worries, it's yours, come grab it. Drove 20 minutes, got there, was told that somebody else had driven off with it 5 minutes ago.
What?
Triggered.
Ashley, you still sound like you've got a lot of pent-up anger as you're telling that story. May I ask, what was it?
Yes.
Was it a herd of goats?
A coffee table.
A coffee table.
Oh,
that's disappointing.
That is.
Bernie from Brighton, love an alliteration. What? What's triggered you?
My 14-year-old son, he will not, he leaves his plate when he's finished eating something and he won't take him to the sink and rinse it up.
Yes, I hear you.
Oh, I feel you're saying this within earshot of your son.
No, I'm not. I've been gone from the house for 2.5 hours with his PlayStation controllers.
Yes!
Because we had a chat about this just last night, and this morning I get up, and his ice cream bowl and the Milo is still in the lounge room.
Oh.
They're filthy beasts.
Boom,
Bernie
from Brighton. Boom.
Yeah, taking back the power. I got the controllers.
Yes, we are backing you 100%. I love it.
Oh, that was fun. That was fun. All right, well, we're off to enjoy our weekend today. I'm taking the kids to see The Wizard of Oz this afternoon.
Oh, lovely. Yeah,
and it's also Remembrance Day today, of course. So
yes,
11th of November, Lise and I are wearing our poppies.
Our poppies.
Remembering those who went before.
Now, I also want to make sure that everyone in this team here at the radio station and the people listening, please do yourselves a favour and watch Single White female. Okay, we touched on it earlier in the show. It's a great retro flick, guys. You're going to do it, Scotty. Are you going
to
watch
listen
it?
Listen to her.
You'll love it.
Oh, Scotty's just looking at the weather.
It's the story of Sarah and
I. It's a beautiful day.
It's raining.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Well, that was a podcast of Those Two Girls.